Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your parts is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The Volume.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's the code Shannon, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario, one no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
A video is going viral of kids, viral of kids heckling DK Metcalf. Ocho, let's take a look at the video.
All right.
Hey, let's go.
What you say?
I said,
"Why you say that?"
Oh,
it's film.
What?
It's film.
And who are you?
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Who are you?
Wait.
What's your name?
Sebastian Ramirez.
You play football?
Yeah.
Good luck to you, brother.
Thank you.
No problem.
Let's go.
We
can't
do it
backwards. Do it backwards.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I mean, man, to you. You might not appreciate that, but obviously where I'm from, the kids that I have to deal with in the inner city, I like the engagement. We had the same issue with Cam Newton earlier at his camp with the disrespect. Obviously, I love, for me personally, I'm not speaking for anyone else. You might not like it. I like when you have players like that, because someone like that, if you do that, I want to see a film. If you're talking like that, I want to see
a film. You ain't got no film.
Exactly.
So why are you talking?
So I enjoy. I would engage in that. I mean, that's the era we're in. That's today's society. The kids we are today, they watch film, they see games in NFL. When you don't have a good game, they remember it.
Is this what we are now, Ocho? That kids openly and blatantly disrespectful to adults. Is that what we are in society?
Oh yeah, that's what we are. I'm just being honest. That's the way it is. That's the way it is, huh? I'm just being honest. And I enjoy that. I like the banter back and forth with kids. But I sit there for hours.
Ocho, that's the problem. Ocho. You're not a child. Mm-hmm. A child's supposed to be in a child's place. Why are you lowering yourself to their level? That's when they feel they can talk to you like that. That's what I was trying to tell Cam. I said, Cam, you're an adult. Why would you ever put yourself on the level of a child?
Yeah. It's kind of different. It's more of a trash talking thing.
Ocho. That ain't Jalen. If you're going back and forth with an adult, somebody that's on your level.
Yeah, see, you see it from a different lens than I do. But I understand what you mean. I understand what you mean. The whole grown-up thing and you a child, and I don't see it like that. Listen, you talk shit to me, I'm talking shit back. I don't care if you was a baby. You could be 2 years old. You say something, you finna get it back. It's the way I'm raised and the way we're raised down here. You got trash talking starting from 4 years old. 5, 6, 7, 8 year old. Boy, listen, Pop Warner here.
You know what I'm gonna say?
Pop Warner, we talk about talking trash.
I'm DK, I said, I'm gonna check back with you in 10 years.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. See, you trying to hit him where it hurt. He probably ain't gonna make it.
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
He probably
so why are you talking? Why are you talking to trash to somebody that made it?
You know that.
I mean, hold on. In order for you to, somebody's your daddy. I need to. So I'm gonna check.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check. I said I'll be back. I'll be back in 5 to 10. I'm gonna check.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't engage. I don't do that. I've never done that.
You're different.
You don't play that shit though.
You different.
Nah, I'm big on respect. That's the way my grandparents raised me. I don't care if it was a family member or not. As a child, we were taught to stay in our place. And maybe that's a Southern thing, and maybe that's outdated, but it's never going to be outdated for me. I raise my kids to be respectful. Don't be disrespectful. And I'm not talking about just your mom or your grandparents.
Right.
Just walk away. Somebody says something to you. I tell my kids, just walk away. Just walk away. Don't be disrespectful. Don't be sassy and talking back. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, and like I said, like Cam, when that first video happened, when the dude was talking about Cam and he was talking about Cam, you were free. I said something.
Oh, the coaches.
I called his dad Cece.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm going to give my time. I give my time. I'm taking away from my family to give back.
Are you talking jive? Yes, sir.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you a free agent. Right. But Cam was the number one overall pick. The man has made millions. You hope. You pray to one day have a third of the career that Cam has had. Mm-hmm. Let alone be the first overall pick. Be a Heisman Trophy winner. You could make a case that he's one of the 5-10 greatest quarterback college players to ever play based on what he did with what he had to do it with.
Yeah.
Man, these kids, man, they drive me crazy. I hate this. I hate this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, maybe I'm too old. Maybe I'm just old school. Maybe and I get it. But that's why, I said, I just think kids now, and parents don't check kids. They think that ish is cute. They think it's, that's my baby. And man, stop that. Where they going to go, though? You know what that's going to lead to. Normally disrespectful kids end up where, Ocho?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Behind them walls. Yeah. Yeah, it's, boy, you wouldn't like it out here, boy. You wouldn't like it out here because that is how we are bred from birth. We talking, especially with, listen, that we draw the line. There's a line. There's trash talking in football. And then there's the yes, sir, no, sir. That respect. When it comes to the game of football, boy, everything is a green light, regardless of age.
Me and you? Oh, when yes, I was a kid, yeah, I'm trash talking. I'm going back and forth.
Right.
I mean, I might say, hey, Coach Cowan, he can't cover me. I might say, but I'm not going to be, disrespectful. Not to no dog, even though I'm an adult.
Right.
Now, when we, but players, oh, yeah, I got something for your ass. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But not as a child.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
Boy, I couldn't imagine, Ocho.
Yeah, you know, it's difficult for me to explain it to you. But if there's anybody in this chat, fellas, or even some of the ladies, if you are from Miami, if you're from anywhere in Florida, they understand exactly what I mean. It's just a part of how we are. It's a part of how we're wired mentally, regardless of age. It's just something I do. Now, I understand your point and the side you're coming from with it being kids and being disrespectful. I don't know how to explain it.
I don't either. I don't know how to explain it. That's upbringing. Man, I could not even imagine.
Yeah.
Somebody coming and telling my grandmother or my grandfather that that boy was disrespectful. Because back then, they didn't call nobody by their name. They called him son or they called him boy.
Son, boy, yeah.
You know, my
yeah,
grandfather, yeah, yeah. Hey, boy, hey, bring this. Hey, son, come here. So, and that's the way old people always addressed everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, you know them boys? Hey, Mary, can them boys come help me? Hey, Mary, which one of them boys is such and such? Mary, I saw that boy. Yes, hey, Barney, mm-hmm. them boys, can they come do? So that, man. Yes, ma'am. Are you Barney and Mary, grand boy? Yes, ma'am. How you grandma doing? She's doing good, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Okay, I tell her. Okay, thank you. That's the way we just brought up. And maybe that's kind of why we went kind of sideways, because mm-hmm. parents, maybe because parents started getting younger and younger.
And the discipline
wasn't instilled like it was back then. Now, that's not to say all kids were like that. I mean, some kids were disrespectful. Sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it was to the level of somebody in the chat talking about he wasn't disrespectful. That was probably their child. Maybe kids were just as disrespectful. Maybe it wasn't because it wasn't cameras to catch everything.
Right.
I'm not saying I was in all places, but I'm just in the area that I was around. And what I saw growing up, it was always respect. I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, coaches used to grab you by your face mask and do all kinds of stuff. Now, obviously, that stuff.
I just thought about that. Yeah.
Now, obviously. you wouldn't do that.
Mm.
But yeah, this. Whew.
Matter of fact, yeah. Unc, you remember you ever saw the documentary The Year of the Bull? Miami Northwestern.
I know of the school, but I didn't see the doc.
Yeah. Listen, there's a documentary just based on football here in the inner city, mm-hmm. obviously where we're from, and how the coaches coach and how the players play, and just how we carry ourselves and conduct ourselves in that manner. And it's kind of different. It's kind of different than everybody mm-hmm. else. And I think for those in the chat, if you haven't seen the year of the bull, I mean, it'd be dope for you to check it out. And it kind of explains our culture, where we're from, and kind of gives you somewhat of why we operate the way we do and why we don't see stuff like this situation here, why we don't see it as such a big deal. Many will, and you have a right to do so. And I don't know. It's pretty dope. But again, I see it from your lens and where you're seeing it from. And I kind of also see it from my lens based on my surroundings and where I'm from and how I was brought up, not in the household, because, you know, I am yes sir, yes ma'am. I'm just talking about strictly from a football.
Oh yeah, with other kids. I cussed them out.
Yeah,
I make sure ain't no daughter. I make sure ain't no adults around, because if the adults went and told my grandma, grandpa that I was cussing, you gonna get tore up. But if ain't no, I'm looking.
Yeah.
Man, oh yeah. Shut up. F you. But I think another thing is, Ocho, our parents weren't our friends.
Mm-hmm. No, they ain't.
My grandfather and grandmother would tear your ass up, and they ain't talking about, you want some ice cream? They tear your ass up and tell you to go to bed. Go to bed. It's 4:00.
Yeah.
Hold on, time out. It's 4:00 in the afternoon. Yeah. What you talking about? Go to bed. Damn, I just got home from school at 3:00.
Right.
Man, but it's different. So I get it. I just, you know, like I said, I did the best job that I could with my kids. I tried to instill, and hopefully they pass that on down to my grandkids, mm-hmm. and my grandkids pass it on down to them. But hey, to each his own. Y'all raise y'all kids how y'all want to. And hey, Ocho, now it's time for Q and A.
And A.
D-Ree said, takeaways from tonight. F Atlanta for drafting a quarterback after signing a quarterback for 4 years, 180 mm-hmm. with $100 million guaranteed, and F the Lakers mm-hmm. for getting swept. Hey, D-Reese, man, you on one tonight. I feel the same way, bro. I mean, maybe not as strong. I'm not to the point of F the Falcons for drafting a quarterback.
Yeah.
But it's got my head spinning also. But the Lakers, I guarantee, the Lakers getting swept.
Now, what happened if they come back?
Come back from where?
Now, what happened if the Lakers come back and shock the world, and all of a sudden you're going to have to take back, you're going to have to walk back everything you said?
Since no team has ever come back in NBA history from 03.
You're right.
So, now, update, GM Falcons, Terry Fontenot, said of drafted, if you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have because we're doing so well at that position. But you can't let him sit. Mm-hmm. With the current system, Ocho, you got to make a decision. That's why they're not letting quarterbacks sit. I got to find out because I got to make a decision. Yeah. Do I give you $300 million or do I let you go?
Right.
He's living in the world when you came up. You Carson Palmer. You draft a quarterback and you let him sit behind Kittner.
Yeah, Kittner, yeah.
Or you, yeah. No. Not in today's. Maybe a year. But normally, you don't sign a quarterback. You don't draft a quarterback when you just signed a quarterback in free agency for that kind of money. Now, Ocho, if you got a quarterback and you only gave him, say, hey, you signed him to a one-year deal, $10 million. You draft Phoenix, I ain't got no problem with that. None whatsoever.
Right.
You know he's there. Hopefully the veteran takes him under his wing, teaches him a thing or two, how to prep, how to go about the thing, how to influence. The coach is going to come to you. Okay, what plays you like? Coach, I really like these plays. Coach, I ain't really fond on that one. Coach, okay. This is what I like on first down. This is what I like on second down. I like this call, fourth down. You know, he just tell him how to, you know, have a relationship with his coach, with his coordinator, with his quarterback coach. I'm with you. I'm with you, D. Reese. I don't get this. Social media is going crazy. I don't know, Ocho. I mean, you say you like it, but I ain't with that one.
I do. Again, he's coming off an Achilles injury. There is no.
Why the hell you give him $180 million if he's coming off an Achilles injury?
I just told you earlier, Unc, why they did it.
But hold on. You can't use that argument and then destroy your own argument.
What? Actually, I can use the argument because they just gave it to him.
Yes.
They gave it to him. He's coming off of Achilles and they wanted some security. They want some security for the future. And their security for the future was drafting Michael Pittman Jr.
So hold on.
That's it. That's the only answer. That's the only answer behind it. Now, there's no way I can make it make sense because they did it.
I'm just trying to figure out that you say the guy is 34 years of age. He's coming off of an Achilles injury. And you say, you know what? We know what he gonna give us. Let's give him 180 with 100 guaranteed with 50 at the time of signing.
That is basically what the market required you to give him, no matter what.
If the market required you to give him that, why draft a quarterback? Did the market require you to do that?
I'm not Arthur Blank. I don't know.
What you mean? You better know. That's your money they give it away.
Hey, I just gave you a small scenario in the best way I could make sense of it.
Oh, how about this here? This I would do you. Y'all just bought that house in what you call it, right? Didn't y'all just get a new house?
Yeah.
Real come home and say, hey, baby, guess what? We just got a new house for $15 million. You gonna lose your You see the look you just gave? That's what I'm talking about. That's all I want. Yeah, I gotta say I don't wanna say no more. I'm finna move on. Chris Marshall said, do you think the longer Bron stays in the league, it hurts his legacy for the GOAT debate? I mean, guy averaged 26-8-7. So y'all wanted to just walk away playing at this level. He's probably going to be an all-NBA selection. I can see if he was hanging around, if LeBron was hanging around.
And not being productive?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different. And I don't think Bron will be one of that because when you up here, get right here so the camera can see, when you up here, Even if you slip the right here and you start to get old, that bothers you. Let alone take a precipitous and you here, you go from being one of the top five players in the league. And now it's kind of like when they told when Kobe was Kobe and they say they had Kobe. I think they had Kobe the 40th best player in the NBA.
Well, I remember that.
And Kobe really never responds. Kobe like, man, y'all out y'all damn mind.
Man, yeah.
So I don't think LeBron will stay around. If I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. But I don't see LeBron. If LeBron had a year where he averaged 15 points, LeBron gone.
Yeah.
When you have 20 straight seasons of averaging at least 25,
That's crazy work.
Yes!
That's crazy work.
Yes!
That's crazy.
So, no, but I don't. Kimber Norwood said, my question is more likely to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Harrison Jr. or Jaden Daniels? Daniels, the quarterback.
Yeah, because he
got the ball.
He's going out to the Wolves right away. And look at the division he in too. You got the Eagles, you got the Cowboys, you got the Giants. Ooh, that.
Yeah. I mean, cause think about it. Think about the rookie year that Justin Jefferson had.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert won Rookie of the Year.
Going to a quarterback no matter what.
Unless this joker just balls completely out of his mind.
Right.
Because the guy from the Jets won the Rookie of the Year 2 years ago. What's the wide receiver?
Garrett Wilson. Yeah.
Quarterback that came in and played particularly well. But if you get a quarterback that played well, oh, he getting that award. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because down the road, that's going to look good. Offensive Rookie of the Year.
On their resume when it's time. When it's contract year.
But things being equal, Jaden Daniels, if he has a good season, they're normally going to give it to a guy that plays because they're going to say, well, Harrison plays a dependent position. But could he win it? He's going to need to have one of the more Randy Moss type seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he won it because he and Peyton came in the same year. Peyton threw 28 picks. How are we going to give it to
him? Yeah,
yeah. And it was 3-13. How we give it to a guy on a 3-13 team that threw 28 picks and Randy Moss had 17 touchdowns? And on a 15-1 team. Brad Frazier says Shedeur Sanders says he wants to play in Dallas. Cowboys, baby. Can you see it happening? Well, the Cowboys, now, I mean, Harry, what does he want to do? Does he want to be a high draft pick or do he want to play the Cowboys? Now, the one thing we know about the Cowboys, they don't trade up. They trade down. Because Jerry values the draft and he doesn't want to give up draft capital to move up and select a player.
Listen, and you know, Prime already came out and said he named the teams he would want his son to play for. Dallas was one of them. San Francisco was another. I forgot the other two. It was two more he named, but I remember those two clear as day. That'd be nice. Shedeur in Dallas.
I tell you what you do. Wish in one hand and poop in the other and see which one fill up first. Which one you think gonna happen, Ocho? Okay.
That poop.
But the question is, like, what does Shedeur want? Does he want to be a high draft pick? Because really, when it comes down to it, in time, and I've had this discussion, time was going to be time anywhere. Yeah. Everybody ain't been kissed by God like that.
Yeah.
Some people are exclusive to the situation that they're in. Time could have went to Detroit. He could have went to Green Bay. And he was going to be tied. He's it.
Yeah.
So if he wants to be a high draft pick, it's probably not going to be in Dallas.
Yeah.
If he wants to go to like, okay, I want to play in Dallas. I want to play for the Cowboys. My dad played for the Cowboys. I grew up in Dallas. You know, I think he was in Plano or South Lake, somewhere like out there. Mm-hmm. No, he in Frisco or Canton, one of those. Now I think he in Canton. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's something entirely different.
Right.
But I would think that as a quarterback, you want to be like the first pick or high draft pick. But hey, that's it. That's something that he and his dad will sit down and try to map out. And but it's all this is wants to play in Dallas. It's contingent on how you play this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's based on. I mean, you play well. If you play well, he ain't playing in Dallas. It's really that simple. It's really that simple, Ocho.
Yeah.
He plays like he thinks he can play. He ain't going to Dallas. Scooby Cube says, hey, guys, I just wanted to thank you for watching both of you on the field and engaging with you in this platform. I work full time and I'm a grad student at USC. No matter how busy, tired I am, I'm always excited to tap in. Scooby, bro, I appreciate that.
Appreciate that, Scooby.
I mean, to work full time and be a grad student at USC. I'm sorry, you know, you guys have some things that's going on in the campus. And so hopefully that gets resolved real, real soon. But bro, I appreciate that. Yeah. Continue the hard work and much success coming to you in the future, bro. But thank you for checking in.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Frankie L. Bellamy says, what are the three most important qualities, features you look for in a woman?
Money. Money. Some feet. And you got to have kids. Little money.
Man, they told me I can't wear my shirt no more. They clown my shirt.
What
you remember
shirt?
I had stepdaddy material?
Yeah.
Man, they said, man, that's disrespectful to women.
No, it ain't. Hi.
Man, Ocho, some people get on social media because they're so upset with their lives and they want everybody else to be upset along with them.
Find something to complain about every time.
It's just a shirt. I did not say baby mama suck. I didn't say if you got kids, I didn't say none of that.
Yeah. Listen, those are my prerequisites. Man, listen, please have pretty feet, have a little money, and have kids. If you don't got kids, I can't do nothing with you.
How about this, Ocho? You gotta have at least 700 credit.
Okay, I like that. I like that. That's a good one.
700 credit. You got to be motivated. I ain't.
Yeah. Well, you thinking hard.
I am, man. Because when I think about it, Ocho, I'm really not that. I'm picky, but I'm not picky. I ain't saying like, you know, man, she need to be 6 foot tall. She need to be, you know, have, you know, this. She need to be that. I, you know, obviously, you know, we're visual creatures. I mean, we like some right. level of physical attraction. I mean, all this notion. I mean, if you're not physically attracted.
Right.
And you're talking about, oh, man, it's a personality. She. Well, she need,
you ain't waking up
well, she
yet?
Need to be wearing that. Because that's something I can't see. I need to see. I'm visually. I got glasses to make sure I can see. Hell nah. Talk about her beauty inside. You know, she beautiful inside. Well, y'all need to flip her ass inside out so I can see it. God, I'm a visual creature, so man, I need to see.
Hey, that's a good one. Hey, that's a good one.
Ocho, I honestly don't know. I mean, obviously, I want somebody driven. I want somebody hardworking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Loyal, Lord.
Yeah.
I want to be in a situation, Ocho, that if I tell you something, even if you grow to despise me, you would never share it with anyone else.
Okay.
Because you, if you tell me something, it goes to my grave.
Yeah, that's where the buck stops.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's hard to find, bro.
It is because when people, especially with women get mad, and then because they'll get mad and then they'll do something and then like, well, I'm sorry. Sometimes sorry can't fix it.
Yeah, most of the time it can't. Now it's funny. It's funny. I say it all the time when you talk about loyalty. And this goes for everybody. Sometimes some of the women won't even like what I'm about to say. But loyalty is nothing but a word in the dictionary between opportunity and convenience. Loyalty is nothing but a word in the dictionary between opportunity, whatever the opportunity is that's presenting itself. Okay, because of the opportunity, it's making my situation convenient. Yes. So when I get them to, okay, it's easy for me to be loyal. Oh, it's easy to be loyal when it's fucking convenient and it's a great opportunity or it's making my life easier. Yeah. Well, shit, of course I'm going to be loyal.
Yeah.
Shit,
I'm a guy, Ocho. I won't let a bad month or a bad year ruin. Uh-huh. Like, I've been in relationships where it's been great for 2 or 3 years. The last six months wasn't good. We go our separate ways. Those last 6 months won't supersede those 2 or 3 years that we had great.
Right.
Okay, what didn't work out? It didn't work out between me and you. But I thoroughly enjoyed those 2 to 3 great years that we had.
Yeah.
So, you know what, Ocho? I take it, protect the brand. Protect the brand.
So you done. Everything off the table.
If you can't protect the brand.
Yeah.
Because I worked hard, really hard. Yeah. That's it. I got kids. I think about my kids. I think about my family. I think about my family name because that's really the only thing. I paid for, you know. Digger Jones once told me, say, son, what you owe your kids is an education. After that, anything you give them after that is voluntary. I tried to give them the best education that I possibly could, that I could afford. And I gave them my last name. I want them to protect it. That's their job to protect it. That's not your job. But I ask that it be your job. Just like I'm gonna protect your brand. I'm gonna protect your last name. That's how I know it's like I'm simplistic and other people might have something that's more important. But I've worked a lifetime. I've worked 56 years to try to put myself in this position. And I understand in the blink of an eye can be gone.
Be gone like that. Yeah. I just saw somebody in the comments say loyalty is family structure. Unc, can I ask you a question? What's the one thing that's root of all evil that tears families apart?
that dollar.
So it's the same thing what I just said about opportunity and convenience. Same thing, even when it comes to family. The one thing families fight and argue over, the dollar.
Yeah, I'm fortunate. I know my mom jokes, she jokes all, you know, like, hell, if I knew I was going to have two boys in the NFL, I'd have had two more. But but my mom, she say that now, but she told my dad, my dad wanted another, but my mom said, I'm done. Because they asked my mom, say, well, Mary, mom's name is Mary Alice, but most everybody call her Alice. They're like, Alice, what you want? My mom said, I don't give a damn if it's a lizard. I'm done. But the way we are, and like I said, Ocho, I mean, me, my brother, and my sister, our relationship is different.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest. My sister's 8 years older than me. My brother's 3 years older than me. And they're more like my mother and father than my brother and sister. Mm-hmm. But we're extremely close. Have we ever disagreed? Absolutely. Do we still disagree? Absolutely. We're human. We don't see things eye to eye. We're brother and sister, but we don't see things eye to eye. But the one thing that will never, and I don't use the word never because never means now and for always, nothing will ever come between me and my brother and sister. Nothing. Right. Nothing. That would kill my grandmother over again.
Right.
Nah. Nothing. If it took me giving away everything that I got, every dime that I got, every house, everything that I'll make to keep the peace with me, my brother and sister, y'all have all that. I don't give a damn about that. As long as I got them, I'll be broke with them. As long as I got, they got.
Right.
Ain't nothing coming between my brother and sister. Nothing. Not a thing. Never, ever. That will never happen.
Right.
Uh-oh. Jazzy Smooth. Jazz Smooth, Rockin' Body said, hey, Uncle Ocho, I recently got engaged to my beautiful girlfriend, Kenya. K-A-N-I-Y-A-H.
Kenya. See? Spell Ocho.
No, it's not the spelling. It's the pronunciation.
Right.
Can you give her...
Sound it out. Hey. Sound it out.
I'm sounding, but it sounds like I'm wrong. Kenya. Okay. Kenya. Can you give her a shout out and any advice for our future? Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations, Kenya.
Yeah. Man, any advice? You gotta
live it up.
You gotta
have fun. Yeah. Enjoy the honeymoon phase.
No.
When the honeymoon phase wears off, find another way to reinvent yourselves and falling in love. Find a way to, you gotta reinvent it. Cause that once that honeymoon phase wear off and you start getting complacent and you get comfortable, it happens. It's gonna happen. I don't care how much you try to spice it up, it's gonna happen. You're gonna get complacent. You gotta find a way to reinvent it.
In the words of Earth, Wind, and Fire, Ocho, after the love games have been played, after all our illusions.
Come on now.
Can you find a reason? Jazz Smooth.
There it is.
Can you find a reason?
There it is. To keep it going.
Jay Matt said, Unc, been a fan since FS1 and your first guest on the club. Congrats on the awards. Question, how do you keep a straight face with Ocho Star Capping?
Whoa. Time out. Right there. Yellow flag on the plate. Name one story out of anytime I speak on here on Nightcap, it's through experience and things that I've gone through in life. Nothing is a lie.
I hate
Nothing is a lie. I tell you, I lie for you. I lie for you before I lie to you. That go for all of you on here. I love y'all. I wouldn't lie to you. I'm telling you.
And he'll lie on you.
Nah. Nah, I never do that. I don't do that. No, no. No, not me. Not me. Anything I've said, I've done. I mean, you know, I got footage.
I think the thing is that you gotta try to keep a straight face. Because a lot of times, like when I'm having a conversation with people on Club Shay Shay, I'd be thinking to myself, I don't know if that's the truth. But you know, it's not my place. It's not my place. So I just like, you know, I'm laughing. But look, man, I know Jay was a bullshit.
You know,
man.
I don't understand. The funny thing about it is I don't understand how people think I'm lying when I have video footage, but everything I've ever said.
You do?
Everything. I got video footage, but I don't have consent from the people to release the footage. So y'all have to take my word for it, because I've never lied to you before. I have no reason to lie to y'all, because I tell you every day I love you. So when somebody love you, they don't lie to you. And if I got to lie to you, I'm saying it because I don't want to hurt you. And we not in a situation where what I'm saying going to hurt. So I'm just giving you my life experiences, and I'm just sharing my story. Hey, that's it. Why I got to lie?
You know what?
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was talking to Kat tonight, and I was thanking him, you know, obviously the success that we've had in the wars that we win in, not only for just Club Shay Shay, but for Nightcap, because this is a package deal. And man, you know what Kat told me? Huh. Cass says, every time you win an award, I get a prize. Man. So he FaceTimed me. I said, oh, so every time I get something, you get something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's shaking his head. Yep, I sure do. I sure do. But it's been great. I mean, Ocho, man, this year is even better than I could have imagined. And, you know, I thought it could be good, mm-hmm. but even what I imagined wasn't this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not this, Ocho, not the success. I thought, Ocho, when we tell people that Nightcap was supposed to be 20 minutes every Sunday, Monday, and Thursday, it was supposed to be a wrap up of the games on Monday night, which was one game, the game on Thursday night, one game, and maybe we hit the Sunday night game and maybe one to two other games. But it was supposed to be 20 minutes long. And I remember, I was like, damn, is anybody going to really watch this? But I remember when it went sideways, when we was talking, we was telling the story about dating. And I don't know how, I don't ask like, you want to talk about this dating? I was like, yeah, let's put it there. But I had no idea that I was going to tell the story, because only a handful of people, only my closest of friends, my sister didn't know it, my brother didn't know it. Only probably two people have ever heard me tell that story.
Right.
Keith Burns and Daryl McCormick. Burns and Bucket. Those are the only two people that had ever told it. Maybe I told it to Foots, Rod Smith. But there's only three people that told that story. And I was like, you know, I told them knowing they would never tell it. I said, man, I'm gonna take this to my grave. I ain't gonna tell nobody that. And then I remember when we was talking about it, I was like, man, do I tell it? I'm like, how's it gonna be received? I'm like, I'm going for it. I'm gonna tell the story. Mm-hmm. And I told it. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But when I woke up the next morning, it was over. I meet people. Ocho, I meet people. Mm-hmm. Even women. Hey, would you let me order the lottery? Get out of here. I'm going through TSA. And so you know I gotta go through. My man said, hey, I'm only gonna patch it down one time. It ain't gonna be no three or four times you come through.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
So it goes to show you that people listen. Mm-hmm. Hey, I've had pilots. Ash was with me, the pilots say that story that you told was the most incredible story I'd ever heard. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's what I knew, kind of like we had something, Ocho. I knew then, but still, the awards that we're winning, Ocho, and we ain't done.
Hey, what's up? Say, hey.
What you doing up this time of night?
Yeah, what you doing up this time of night? You got school tomorrow? Oh, she playing hooky. She playing hooky from school. What you want? All right, give me a phone. All right.
What she wanted?
All right. Me to charge her phone.
Oh.
The kids, they out of school. We filming something right now. Oh. So they taking off. They filming with me tomorrow.
Oh, y'all doing a reality show?
Let's shop.
A little something.
Yeah, let's shop.
So so what's your takeaways from tonight's draft?
I mean, to me, I like Amaris Mims that we got. Obviously the Bengals.
You need lines. Yeah, you better protect Joe. Yeah.
Listen, we got Trent Brown, Orlando Brown, Trent Brown. Now we got Amaris Mims. Mm-hmm. And you know, Joe's had some injuries these past two seasons. I think it's very important for us to be able to keep him upright. And so we can have some success. Right. I would hope we get it figured out. What we also need to do, we need to take care of Chase. I would like T. Higgins' situation figured out. And obviously now we have Trey Henderson, who's also asked for a trade because he's looking for some long-term security. It's unfortunate when you're winning and you have players that are playing well at their respective positions, because listen, we haven't won no Super Bowl, but you know, players want to get paid.
For sure.
Based on their production and what they've been doing. Yeah. So I'm hoping they get that figured out. Obviously, the Atlanta pick with Penix, it was weird. And I made the most sense of it that I could. I'm excited for Malik Nabers. I love. Last name Collins. I can't remember his first name. The DB from Clemson.
Oh, Wiggins.
I can't remember where he went. Wiggins. Where did Wiggins go? Where did he go? I can't remember where he went.
Hold on.
I like that pick. I like that pick as well. For some reason, the receivers are cool, but I love the DBs. I love where the DBs are going.
He went to B-more.
Okay, he went to Baltimore. That's right. That's why he went to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Xavier Worthy, if I'm not mistaken.
He went to KC at 28.
When to Kansas City. I like that pick too.
Xavier LeGarrette.
I'm curious to see how Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes use him and that speed.
They're Tyreek. He gonna be that Tyreek.
Well, little faster.
Yeah.
faster. Now, if he's able to put it all together the way Tyreek has, if he can put it all together, understand. Just tell, you know what? Xavier Worthy, come on down here, holler at your boy. Come see me for 2 months. I had you right.
I don't think you got that kind of time. I think the thing is, look, here's the thing. There's one thing to run fast. There's another thing to play fast.
Fast. Oh, yeah.
Tyreek not only ran fast, he plays fast.
He plays fast. But if you look at Worthy, on film, he actually is fast and plays fast as well. So I'm hoping it will translate. And what's number 32? Leggett?
Yeah. Carolina traded back into the first round. They had number pick 33, the first pick of the second round. They traded back, into the first and take Leggett, give Bryce Young someone to throw the ball to.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the pick. I like it a lot.
Oh, you know what? What about the DB? How was the DB name?
From where?
The new Jason Sehorn.
He didn't go yet.
I don't know his name. What's his name?
He from Iowa. Yeah, I know you're talking about. He hadn't gone yet.
Yeah. No, he did.
No. Where?
He did?
No. No.
I thought he went.
Mitchell Toledo was the first DB selected, and he went to Philly, and Terrion Arnold was the second DB from Alabama. He went to Detroit.
Okay.
Nate Wiggins was the third DB taken. He went to B-more. So he hadn't been selected yet. But I know you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I like
that. But he's going to probably go early in the second round. Yeah, I can only remember in my time in the league, as far as corners, Scott Case. You'd probably remember Scott Case. He came out of Oklahoma. He had 10 picks 1 year. Yeah. Yeah.
They must have kept testing him.
Yeah, I think he might have been in Atlanta at the time when he got those picks.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper DeJean, is that his name?
I don't know.
I think that's the DB name you're talking about. I think his name Cooper DeJean.
Yeah. I think he went number 3, if I'm not mistaken. I like him. I like him. He's saucy with it.
Ocho, before we get out here, I want you to ask you, because people always ask me, what's the key to y'all success? And I was like, so I want you to tell people what you think the key to our success is.
To ours?
Yes.
Ooh, hey, that's a good one. That's a good one. I think the chemistry, man. The chemistry. It's so goddamn cliche, because we always say it. And I think we play off each other very well, like Sanford and Son. I'm not saying we Fred and Lamont, but I'm just saying they play off each other very well. When you watch the cast of Martin, everybody plays off each other very well. It just makes sense. Like we like a Lego, you know. When you put Legos together, it just fit. There's really no way to really explain why we work. It just works, and you have to think. We knew of each other, but we didn't have a relationship that close. Right. But you would watch us on Nightcap and think we'd have known each other goddamn 80 years. You know? It just works. Our personalities are similar. Mm-hmm. We're different. We on totally two different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. Because I'm way over here and you way over there.
I'm way up the other side. But it just worked. And I think because we're so opposite in certain areas, it just makes everything that much better. So it's really hard to explain why it works. It just does. And there's some things that don't even really need explaining. You just gotta enjoy it for what it is.
I think the biggest thing is, yeah, the chemistry, but relatability.
Yeah. Yeah.
People want to believe that, man, if Unk came over to the cookout, he would be just like he is on Nightcap. He would be just like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
People believe that if I was in Ocho's presence, he would be just like he is right now. Because when people look at me, they're like, I got an uncle or I got a friend. I got somebody come to a family reunion or a cookout or a get together. And he's just like Unk. Mm-hmm. And I got a homeboy or I got a cousin that's just like Ocho. Mm-hmm. So they can relate to us. Yes, we have great. Yeah. I'm here. I got strengths here. You got strengths there. We play to each other's strengths and we play well off each other. Yes, the chemistry, we've gotten better and better. As you said, we knew of each other, but we didn't know each other like we hung or ever been in out somewhere and been in the presence of each other. Mm-hmm. But I knew it would work because because you silly. I'm serious. We can't have two silly mofos on here. somebody got to be serious. And I think, you know, obviously, you played the game. I played the game. We both played the game at an extremely high level.
High level, yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons, I think, because we're relatable. We're authentic. I mean, what you see is what you get. And what you see is what it is, what it is.
I ain't changing.
Hell no. Nah. Yeah. I ain't changing.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we understand that we're not everybody's cup of tea. Everybody ain't going to like us, Ocho. That's okay. Because everybody don't like doesn't matter how great something is. Everybody's not going to like it. And that's okay.
No. Mm-mm.
But we have enough people to like us and we're mm-hmm. growing. And so even if, you know, I say something negative about your team or your favorite player, whether you say something negative about somebody's team or favorite player, you're like, we're still likable. Mm-hmm. We're still likable.
Yeah.
So we're only going to get better. We're only going to be, you know, do more things. The first year was like feeling it out. It's like a freshman in college. Like you go to school. You're like, okay, mm-hmm. where's my dorm? Okay, where's the library? Okay, where are we going to have study hall? Where's the dining hall? You know, it's figuring things out. Okay, this is where, you know, hang out off campus. This is where your sophomore year, you start to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, yeah, like that. Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the upcoming season. And, you know, we weren't sure whether or not we were going to do this thing for the entirety of the season. Because originally we was only going to do it during the season.
The football season, yeah.
And then, you know, like, you're like, hey, man, Unk, I like this, man. We ought to keep doing it. I'm like, damn. That is. I mean, you know. I was thinking about, you know, about doing a little something. You know, I had a little time on my hand. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, now, you know, you look forward to doing it. You know, you look forward to Sundays and Mondays and Wednesdays and Thursdays. And so I can just only imagine. Yeah, but you guys make it all worthwhile. You guys that make doing what we do and creating content. mm-hmm. As Spin Five said, Ocho, you don't lie. How old are you again? You 46 or 56?
56.
Man, that's unbelievable. Hey, I finally get a break. Dang. Been a long day, Ocho. Man, I had a flight at 4 a.m. Flew to Indiana, from Indiana to Atlanta, land, nightcap. So it's been a long day, yeah. Yeah. So it's been a long day for me, but you know what? I'm gonna go upstairs, take me, get me a good night's sleep. Got this taping club Shay Shay tomorrow.
Who we got?
Secret. But it's gonna be a banger. Yes. Y'all gonna be surprised with this one. I got heat coming. Hey, yeah. I got one coming real soon. Y'all gonna like it. Y'all own up. Man, I'll be on my grind.
Tell me.
I tell you. Please, thank you guys. Thank you for watching another episode of Nightcap. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. Please make sure you hit that like button. And head on over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment. Let us know what you think. It's okay. Criticism is good because it forces us to get better in areas we're not that good in. And we want to get better. We want to keep bringing you quality content. We want to make, we know you're here to entertain and we want to entertain you, but we also want to be informative. We always want to offer some educational tips for you also. So, hey, just leave a comment. Let us know. Hey, leave a comment up on the breakout clips that we provide. It doesn't matter. Hey, Asher, let us know. Thank you guys for subscribing. Please make sure you hit that like button and subscribe button. Guys, we are nominated for a couple of Shorty Awards. Please, we've pinned it at the top of the chat. Make sure you go out and vote for us. All the love and support that you've given us from day one, it doesn't go unnoticed. Thank you guys for selling out Shea by LaPortier. We've also pinned that at the top of the chat. We're only taking pre-orders. We're gonna clean out the inventory and to make sure we're caught up with everyone. So thank you for doing that. Caleb Williams goes number one overall, which was no surprise. Really, the only surprise that the draft was probably Michael Penix Jr. going. I think he went number 8 to the Atlanta Falcons after they signed Kirk Cousins in free agency. And to hear Cousins' agent say he was shocked as well as everybody else tonight. But thank you for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. I am your favorite uncle, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, being a Ring of Fame honoree, Pro Bowler, All Pro. Hey, from Liberty City via Oregon State down to Cincinnati, he's Chad Ochocinco Rosado - Johnson. See you Sunday. We're out. Oh, we got Saturday? Hold on, Ocho, we got Saturday?
We do? I ain't going to be here Saturday.
Where you going to be?
I got a soccer game.
You playing?
Yeah. I play with the Jamaican team. We call it Top Notch. Now, I'm going to be here. Our game is at 5 o'clock. Damn.
Oh, you for real?
Oh, we do got Saturday for real?
Huh? Ash, get out my ear. She yelling about it.
Hey, wait, what's Saturday?
Basketball.
What we gonna talk about? Oh, okay.
Basketball. Okay. All right, guys. I'm sorry. Right. See you guys Saturday. Boom. Out.
The Volume.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you're committed to living a healthier life, you might want to look into working herbs into your wellness routine. There's a reason people have trusted them for thousands of years. Nature's Way understands that nature is the ultimate problem solver, and they're constantly inspired by the power of nature. For example, their ginger root and slippery elm bark have been traditionally used for digestive support. And St. John's wort, holy basil, and ashwagandha can provide mood and stress support. And because Nature's Way sources from around the world and does a ton of comprehensive potency and quality testing in their state-of-the-art lab, you can be sure you're getting top quality herbs. To learn more, visit naturesway.com.